Om Shanti. Om Shanti and very good morning to everyone. And today I have a great honor and fortune to introduce Santosh Didi to you. Perhaps many of you already know her, but who of you is meeting her for the first time? I think all the first timers already met her in the morning, so you can't be meeting her first time. And I had a great fortune of knowing her and learning from her for the last 25 or almost 26 years. Santosh Didi is based in Russia, in St. Petersburg, and before that in India, in Delhi. And she got the sustenance from Jagdish Bhai Sahib at that time, who became the inspiration for starting the services in Russia and the neighboring countries. Yeah, so she became instrumental for establishing Baba centers in many cities of Russia, as well as in neighboring countries, Ukraine, Belarus, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Armenia, and other places. And as I was thinking of what introduction should I give, just three specialities of hers came in my mind. And the first one is a deep respect for the seniors. And because of that deep respect and love, she made effort and is making effort to invite all dadis, all senior brothers and other seniors of the Yagya to visit Russia. And almost all of them visited Russia. And it's understanding that if we talk of original effort and original love, we should learn from our seniors. Learn not maybe through what they speak, sometimes just by observing what they do, observing their dharana and copying that in our life. That was today's blessing. You maybe remember that one, that we should imbibe the intellect that imbibes the virtues of others by observing them. And this is definitely one of her main specialities. The second one I have listened to and translated, I'm not sure, maybe more than a few thousand classes by her, and I never feel bored. Every time I get some new insights and some new inspirations, and it's a proof that she herself is all the time churning on knowledge and coming up with some new, fresh, inspiring ideas. So that desire to learn, desire to progress, in spite of how much we already know. That is what inspires me. And the third one is the ability not just to create, because it's easy to create even an organization, a center, new students, but her specialty is the ability to sustain through not just knowledge, but motherly or sisterly love, care, asking about our health, do we have enough clothes, have we eaten our breakfast, lots and lots of things which seem minor and seem not important, but they are very important for sustaining us and for making us move forward. So I can continue with other specialities, but then the time of the class will finish. And I don't want to take more time from you. Enjoy this beautiful meeting with Santosh Didi on the topic of how our stage creates our world. Welcome to Santosh Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. How are you? If happy, do like this. If very happy, do like this. And if extremely happy, start and dance. Stand up and dance. Yes. Because if you start dancing now, your headphones will fall away, you know. Because every morning Baba offers a special dish of happiness in the form of elevated murli. And this is from here our timetable or routine starts. So those who eat always healthy, they enjoy permanent health. So then is it possible that we ever get sick? Physically, okay, sometime, but no sickness of the mind in the form of anything waste or negative. When mind cherishes health, body is always powerful. And it is my duty, the duty of the king, the soul, to keep my mind always healthy. And two things which are available to us for keeping our mind healthy is, one is Baba's love and trust in me. But I am here in Madhuban because Baba loves me. Baba has brought me all the way from my country and have arranged everything for me and have placed me in this land of happiness, the land of imperishable jewels of knowledge, the model of heaven on earth. So he loves me. If someone very good loves you, you feel so comfortable, right? Secure. And quite good. This is what is called healthy mood. But that's the cushion of someone. And here, God loves me. So if I am able to remind this myself that God loves me, definitely it means that I am someone very special. Special not like special over someone or in comparison to someone, but because I am his child, so this speciality makes me to become worthy of his love. I am not just a part of thousands or millions or billions, that he is our God and we are his subjects. No, I am his child, special child, and he is my father. So the more this experience is sustained in our life, my mind moves towards gradual, you know, purity and positivity. When you have doubt in the love of God for you, no matter how much you do to get someone's else love or to be worthy of others' trust and faith, or try to make yourself very good, special, talented, skilled, but still your mind won't be in always in the best elevated mood. So this just one thing. God loves me. And who is God? He is Almighty and he does not need anyone. And the one who does not need anything from anyone, if that one loves you, is it a trivial thing? Is it something of less significance? So every time I sit in silence, and I have to sit in silence and experience this frequently, I have to ask myself this little question. Do I remember and have this faith that God loves me? Second thing which keeps our mind healthy and is also available without any discrimination, without the status or position, age, from the country you have come, is available to all equally. And that's it. That is God's murli. Do you get God's murli every day? Yes. And you get it and you are free to use it as much as you want, as much as you want to grasp and take from it and convert it into your own personal treasure. So it's like, you know, a very rich man opening all his lockers and safe in front of you and says, take as much as you wish. how will be your mood at that time? Good or doubtful? That, am I the right candidate for this treasure? Will you think like that or will you just take? What do you think? If someone suddenly comes, a very rich person, and says, hello, good morning dear, whatever I have, this whole, is for you. Please take as much as you want, and it's much more than my capacity. What I will do at that time? And if I stand and look at that one with a surprise, oh, is he in his right mind? Oh, or I start saying, is it really me? Or maybe someone else he's looking for? Understand? That's not a healthy state of mind. Healthy mind means my own father, who was not with me 5,000 years ago, have found me now and have opened everything for me. And I have to take it in abundance. And taking in abundance means is putting on me fully. Because if you just take and put on side, you won't look rich. Taking the treasures or having the prosperity in your lockers does not make you look rich. And this whole richness, when comes in my being, I experience that, then I attract others. So this faith that Murli is for me keeps my mind healthy. Help me to feel a good mood. If I consider Murli as a common asset for a big university or for Brahma Kumaris and Kumaris, okay, well, let them make use of that. Everybody is doing their effort. No, Murli is for me. God comes on the earth for me. This consciousness is what is called being a Raj Yogi. A believer may not have this intoxication and realization that God exists for him, comes for him, teaches for him, or speaks for him. But Raj Yogi definitely means that one who has this realization, God comes for me. And he addresses to me, even if I am amongst thousands. He speaks to thousands, but he addresses to me because he knows what I need. And he touches my heart. And when I have this belief, I am able to listen him fully, focused, with double attention, and that helps me to transform. Because the purpose of listening to God is to transform. He speaks, he addresses to me, because I have changed from my original golden, pure, kind, noble, sweet stage to bitter, impure, heavy, dark stage. And I am not a physical thing. I am a conscient being. I am a subtle entity. I am avyakt, non-physical. So I can't be put in a laundry so that I can be cleaned. This cloth can be put in laundry. I have to be touched. So how untouched or anything non-physical can be touched? Human beings cannot touch the soul easily, and they cannot touch the soul at all if they don't know that they are soul. These days a lot is spoken about, you know, sometimes they give title to the people, the orators, narrators, who are quite, you know, popular motivational speaker or inspirational speakers, etc. But in fact, it's Father who can really make the soul feel that I have to become pure once again. You can be happy listening for a while, listening a good speaker, but you will become the same after an hour, after a week, after a month. So occasional emotions or the waves emerging, listening something good is very natural with human beings. But to really touch the soul and transform every layer, every sanskar is done by God. And the method He uses is touching through this energy of truth. You are pure. So whatever is revealed in the Murli about me by Baba, you were a deity soul, you were in a golden age, you took so many births, you didn't have the potential to harm, you were extremely cooperative, noble, kingly soul. So these truths are revealed about me. And when I see Him sitting in front of me and talking to me, I feel touched. Yes, I was this, now I have become this, no problem. But now I know what I have to do. Because I was, since centuries, being informed and taught and forced to accept that human being is a puppet of mystics. Human definitely errs. Mystic is very natural for any human being, so it's not possible for us to become perfect. Have you ever heard this? Yes? We all were trained like that. Human beings definitely do mistake. So I was not even trying to stretch my capacity to the level where I don't make any mistake. Where I am perfect deity. But only Baba made me realize there was a time when you were abhul. And why you were abhul? Abhul means the one beyond mistakes. The one who never do any mistake. How I was beyond that stage, and why it was so? What was speciality in my personality at the time that I didn't do mistake? And Baba made me realize, when you forget truth about you and act from that forgetfulness, then every act of yours is a mistake. When you forget truth about you, who am I? And truth about me is, I am a light. I am a conscient being, immortal. I came without anything, I won't lose anything. So if I came empty-handed, I will go empty-handed. I have nothing to lose. This is truth about me. So I came empty-handed, but there are so many things around me now. So the truth is that the things around me now do not belong to me. And once I remember this truth about me, that these things do not belong to me, I do not mistaken through possessiveness. By trying to hold the things and by trying to accumulate the things and not allowing these things to be used to give happiness and comfort to all, which is what is called greed. So how I did this mistake of becoming greedy and holding the objects and the status and position without using these objects and status and position in making the humanity much better, much empowered. How? I did that when I forgot I am a soul who came empty-handed and does not, nothing belongs to me. Again, the truth which God gave me about myself, my original being, is that I am here. There is a purpose. I do not belong to this place. I am here, guest. I am a guest on earth. Do you have any objection with this truth? Any objection? You may raise objections saying, oh well, how I am guest? I have passport of this country. I am living in this country last 40 years, 30 years, and I have a house here. How can you say that I am guest? Yes, you can object. But now we have realized, no matter I am here on this earth, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, but still I am a guest on this earth. Have you ever heard of any guest, duration of any guest staying at some place 80 years, 90 years? Have you ever heard? So because we are so long on this earth, we forget that we are guest. We start thinking, since I am here so long, I live here. Or it's like my home. No. What difference it makes when I forget that my home, my true home, my original home is the world beyond this physical world. What difference it makes when I do not know or realize this truth. A guest comes and goes. Guest is there to share the happiness, to enjoy, to be, and around the guest we expect good things happening, right? The guest does not come as the someone who is asking and asking. He comes and brings the happiness. So we all came here on the earth. Why? To give. So that was our original role, the original purpose. But gradually, I forgot the truth about myself. I forgot that I am a seed of light, the seed of love, the seed of divinity. I stop sprouting love and divinity. I started absorbing and expecting love from others. Understand? And if all forgot that they are being of love, and they have love, they have peace, they have power, and they all started looking at others so that this one can be kind to me, this one can cooperate me, and we did it in a very tricky way. We didn't do it, you know, the way that we can be caught, but we did it in a very tricky way. You know, this one is my mother. She must love me. This one is my husband. Husband is supposed to be cooperative with me. First we had put the labels and then started thinking of taking from them. So Baba corrected us, children, this is the reason that your stage of happiness and stability and health of mind became unstable. You lost the happiness. Why? Because you were expecting from everyone. Is there anybody sitting here who says that I have got everything in my life, whatever I expected from others? They always do the things as I expect from them. Is there anybody sitting from any country? From east, west, north, south? No? It's not possible. And we made our stage dependent on that. So Murli reveals this another truth about me. That this world is not my home. This is drama stage. And in the drama stage, I am supposed to be focused on my script and my act. I am a guest here, and I am here to do and to give. To give the whole power and beauty which I have brought as God's child on the earth. Now we know Baba, someone knows Baba, truth about God, maybe 5 years, 3 years, 4 years, or 20 years, 50 years. Did you see Baba any time asking anything from you? Did you see Baba, or did you see any Murli in which you felt, oh, God wants this from me, I now know why He has come. Have you seen? Have you seen Baba asking anything which is good for me or useful for me or is my property, my treasure? Did Baba ask from anyone? If Baba wants or asks something from me, that is only the thing which is troubling me. Only the thing which is degrading me from my original strength and power. Yes, right? Yes, no? He cannot take anything from me. He does not need anything from me. And that's why we run to meet Baba. Why we have left our countries and spent thousands to come and see Baba. Why? Because Baba is always giving. And Baba is always elevating. So this is my purpose too. I am here on the earth to share, to care, to give, to sustain, not to degrade anything, not to destroy. And when you observe Baba, who is my teacher, who is our teacher, when you observe Baba, when you came for the first time, or when you are coming 40 times, 30 times, did you see swings of mood in Baba? Swings of mood in Baba? Baba's mood in 1990, Baba's mood in 2000, Baba's mood in 2000. Did you see the swings in mood? And when you meet each other, the souls who have recognized themselves as children of God, so you come every year and you meet them, do you see that they are in the same mood? Not definitely all the time. Right? So, the truth is that God always is stable in His stage of giver. As father, as teacher and guru. So these two things, Baba's love and Murli, they tell me that this is what you are, and now do everything so that to be what you are. Tomorrow we are going to celebrate a festival which is called Holi, right? You have heard of this name, Holi. Just 2 days ago, Murli Baba explained the meaning of that. Holy means to be pure. This is in English. And holy is past. And holy means you now belong to God. And the memorial of this belongingness and being in the company of God is celebrated in the form of throwing colors on each other. For which Baba today told in the Murli that Baba plays with you with these colors of knowledge. And just taking those colors and throwing and making each other, you know, not look so good, that's like, you know, body conscious, devilish, because sometime it may fall in eyes, sometime you spend your time whole day in cleaning yourself. But the true color is the color of knowledge. So coloring through company and getting colored through company has been happening since the beginning of the drama. When we are in perfect stage as Lakshmi and Narayan and as deity, we are perfectly colored. No other colored can reduce or increase our beauty. We are in full blossom. When I meet you, you are in full blossom. I am fully blossomed. We don't add to the happiness of each other. We are so happy. We just show up each other. You understand this feeling? So we do not reduce or do not add anything through our meeting. That is what is called a karma. Uninfluenced. So because uninfluenced, so stable. Stable in my stage. Gradually, when I become more conscious of the body most of the time of the day, then I lose the touch with my original goodness. Because body is an object. is a physical thing. Body does not have love. Body does not have happiness. And when you most of the time think of yourself as body, you lose the touch with the happiness. And most of the time when you are in soul consciousness, you again keep feeling that fountain of happiness, and that happiness is reflected through your senses. So when we came on this earth, we realized, and now Baba has reminded us, that you are kingly souls. King. King means authority. Authority means that I make use of what I have for me and with me to give happiness to others. That is the kingly authority. But of course, after 2500 years from Copper Age onwards, kings had authority, but they were using most of this authority as indulgence in the objects, physical items. They were not using most of the time this authority to give happiness to the subjects. So king is an authority who is given possession, who is bestowed and blessed with the possession, so that to use that possession and treasure to give happiness. That's the definition of king. So I am a soul and I come on this earth and get this treasure of body, possession of body. I get eyes, I get mouth, I get limbs, so that as my treasure, so that to use it to give happiness. So if I just very quickly want to assess how successful was my presence on earth or my coming on earth, the simple way is just to put this check on you, test for you, how many souls I am giving happiness every day, or how many people got blessed, got elevated, became happy, powerful through my presence on earth since last 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. So, for a king, the expression or the experience that I am happy is not of so much dignity. But how many are happy because of the king, that is a very good certificate for the king. So therefore Baba says, no one should be able to ask, or no one should be asking from the Brahmins, how are you? Because why to ask from me? I am king. I am there to make others good and feel good. If others have to ask from me, it means I look like, you know, not king. I look someone as someone who has to be taken care, you know, yet look little hungry, look little, you know. You understand? So, the truth revealed through Murli to me by God Himself is, hey Rajyogi, you are sitting on the throne of the body, in the center of the forehead, as an eternal, mighty king, so remain stable in this consciousness. Because by doing the mistake of considering temporary relationship with the souls as something permanent, you come down from your throne of kingdom and become a beggar and start asking, since you are my mother, you must love me. Since you are my wife, so you must do everything for me. King standing like a beggar. So maybe even the government of this world will do everything for you so that your husband does everything for you. But who will lose? Will you get something or will you lose? So fighting for the rights on the earth from human beings to get the right, that struggle is a fake struggle. Till that point, I come to recognize that I have the rights. I am king. I already have rights. My rights are running from me because I am not on the throne. That's it. And when I am on the throne, even if someone is not my wife and husband or daughter or son or mother or father, if I am on throne, they will give me everything. Anyone. And you just walk on the street like a soul, like a king sitting on the throne, anybody who will see through you will say, smile, because king is going. And if you are not a king, you go with your husband, with your wife, your mother, the relations which are supposed to give you some very soothing feelings, no, you would feel you are walking with the thorns, or on thorns, or on fire. So whose mistake is this? That even after I found truth about myself, I am not holding it. I am allowing myself to get colored with that whole physical, what's happening around me. I am in the physical world. So the things would keep happening, actions would take place. Different kinds of people will be doing different things. But why should I get distracted from my this position? I have to just observe like a king sitting, a beautiful drama, multi-star drama. Free of charge. Now the star is jumping. Now the star is doing one thing. That star is sleeping. That star is writing, that star is very happy, you know, all stars. So that's what is shown to us by God, the maker of kings. The maker of kings, God Himself, when He comes, how He sits. How He sits. He does not sit as someone who is looking for something happening to be accomplished or no. For Him, everything is always excellent. For Him, everything is already done. For Him, the world is always heaven. He comes in the hell, but for Him, He is in heaven. You understand? He comes in the hell, but He is in the heaven. And we, even while sitting, if someone makes us sit in Madhuban, in heaven, we start again complaining about something. We are so expert. You see? So, stability and the realization of the truth goes hand in hand. The truth is not to be tested and experimented the way that I yet have to finalize. Really I am a soul? or whether I'm in heaven again. No. Once for all, understand it and then implement it. Implementing and experimenting is different thing. Because by the word expression, experimenting, we are in the process of trial and error. I don't have to try thinking I'm a soul. I am a soul. And I have to use this truth while talking to you. Because if I am talking to the soul, my brother, the child of my father, the eternal soul, the divine soul, then nothing to be afraid. There will be an instant connection and closeness. But if I experiment with this truth, what I do? This is a body. This body is from Africa. This body is from Spain. In this body, inside the body, there is a point of light, and I am trying to see. And this whole process, you know, keeps me away from that stable happiness of enjoying the relationship with the soul. So once for all, be clear, everyone is a soul. Even if that person is not soul conscious, it does not make difference for me. What difference it makes for me? If my mother has forgotten, she's my mother. I remember she's my mother. So if your mother has forgotten, she's your mother, will you take her away from the house? Because it's good she has forgotten, one room is empty. I will use that room now. So all souls of the world are my brothers and sisters. They do not know their right over Baba and over knowledge. So can I say it's good they have forgotten? Whole knowledge is mine. Whole Madhuban is mine. Let me live alone here. No, more will come. Last year I came, there were three in one room. Then I came, there were four. Now I come, there are 10 in one room. And so the number will keep increasing. So even if other persons do not recognize truth about themselves, but I remain stable in that and interact with each and everyone from that point, I am able to touch the divinity in them and get from them the best response. It's in my hand. Sometimes we seem, you know, listening the different things about each other, as Baba told in the Murli, that if you are playing the game of hearsay, you see here some defect, you talk to that person, and the best place in Madhuban is dining room, right? Dining room, we eat and speak. You know, we do multitasking through mouth. We eat and speak. What happens then? The food is not digested properly and health is not maintained and some other problem can come. So complaint about, talking of complaint or noticing defects of each other, that happens only when you yourself allow your attention to get diverted from the truth about you. I have understood my role and my duty, and I have to keep my intellect in control and exercise that duty. That's it. From rest, everything, I am free. No other responsibility. Do what you know, do what you have to do rightly, and rest, leave it on God. Because most of the wars in the world have taken place because of this mistake, that people wanted that others should do right. So right people wanted that others also should do right. So they used force. Understand? Because people were good, it is good that people were always good. But because good people wanted that all should become good, which is a good thing, but they used force for that. And force means that you stop your role and you get engaged in making others good. And here we lose our elevated, stable, good, peaceful stage. And again we come and see Baba, what Baba is doing, how Baba is making us deity. Baba comes and there's a tear here, 80 years I'm giving Murli. 80 years. And they have not changed, 80 years. Did you ever see like that? And what we do? Didi, Dadi, you know that this Brahmin really, 10 years, this one is... You're looking at me as if I should not reveal this, no? It's truth that we are not doing that good which I should be doing. Instead of that, I am coming down from that throne of the king and entering into others' life and trying to, do the addition and correction with their scripts. So Baba also does this, but Baba does this by remaining himself eternally in the stage of Almighty. Just because He is Almighty, His coming and His presence creates that energy of transformation. So this is the confluence age method of transformation. Just create the atmosphere where people can be inspired and realize that I should change. Just create that atmosphere through your presence, through your being, through your love, through your drishti. And it's also very simple to understand that as is the number of the work or the things to be cleaned or to be washed, more the time it takes place. Isn't it? If we have to wash 3 clothes, how much time it will take place? 30 minutes. If you have to wash 30, you need the washing machine and lot many other things. So Baba is washing the whole humanity. Baba, and still he is doing it with that much ease. He is not in hurry. Again, did you ever observe Baba? He comes, okay, well, Om Shanti, I'm going, I have lot of things to do. Baba comes for some time, little time now, and he uses the chariot. We know that chariot is old, but Baba is quite relaxed. Baba is never in hurry. He knows things would happen at right time. He has switched on the machinery of cleansing and is enjoying that whole cleaning. He's helping. He's adding whatever is needed. So am I doing the same thing what Baba is doing? Am I leading the life as Baba comes and show me? Or am I caught in such things which are just the repetition of all different births? So it is up to me now to check and change. When I am in Madhuban, and why we come in Madhuban? Not just to eat and sleep and to listen and then be like a spiritual tourist. Just in the previous class we were talking about that we are not spiritual tourists, we are pilgrims. Pilgrims come to the pilgrimage to taste, to grasp, to absorb the power which the founder had created. The founder of any religion, wherever that founder was, you know, had left that strength and power as a legacy. So in Madhuban, Mama, Baba did tapasya. I am here to have that flavor and to meet Baba again and to be able to hold this stage constantly. No matter wherever I go as a representative of Madhuban to different parts of the world. So do you think now this is the time when we have to be so stable in our spiritual qualities which Baba has revealed to us through Murli? Do you think? Or if I am good from time to time, it's fine. Yes? You all want to be like that? Stable? Okay, if something happens just now, you leave the hall and by the time you reach the dining room, something happens, again you will lose your smile and that kingly face. Right? Possible? Or no? What do you think? If you think that till you are here and even after that, your kingly royalty, purity, dignity, peace, you will maintain, then raise hand after you get translation. But your hand should not be like this, you know, hand should be very big, you know. You got translation? Okay, if now you got, now raise hand together, you know. On? Okay, so this is one small effort. Another is, I have to be sure that no one else also lose their good elevated stage because of my actions. So both things being done together is called as a wise soul, a Rajyogi soul. So enjoy your trip in Madhuban and this stay and study and every night monitor it. And if something was not according to your liking or understanding, change it immediately. Om Shanti. Let's have very beautiful moments and become colored with Baba's lovely company and prepare ourselves for auspicious festival, colorful festival, Holi.
So a really big thank you, Santoshwin. I think that's such a wonderful sharing to give us a very clear focus for building and strengthening our level of stability. And as Santosh been saying, you know, according to the time it's essential, and she gave very clear process on how to build and strengthen stability. And I just wonder, is it okay if there's any questions?
Yes, sure.
Would that be?
Sure.
So if anyone has anything you'd like to ask, anyone, you're very welcome to come up. Anything you want to clarify? Anyone? In any language is also fine. Yes, please come. You're welcome to come and take a mic.
Translator also should be.
I used to, yeah. Maybe the sister first. Great. Thank you. Do you want to say your name and country?
Veronica, from Argentina. Estaba pensando acerca de todo lo que decía Didi y...
Someone should translate for us. Yes, okay, she will translate.
Sí.
Mm-hmm.
Pensaba en todas las cosas que decía Didi y sentía que hacemos cuando sentimos como una especie de culpa, cuando no hacemos todo de acuerdo a lo que ella estaba expresando. Claro. O sea, que aceptamos lo que Baba dice, pero nos cuesta cambiarlo. No es que no lo aceptamos.
She's asking a question about guilt. Baba explains everything clear to us and the seniors, but sometimes we are not able to fulfill those hopes. How to avoid that guiltiness in ourselves.
Okay, good. Anyone else?
Om Shanti. Didi, you were saying something about the, you know, being soul conscious, practicing that as much. Is there any easy methods that you are using in practicing soul consciousness constantly?
Or she said?
Easy method.
Easy. It was not easy?
I mean,
okay.
Because we moved far away from our original stage.
Okay.
So. And you know, sometimes it is.
Okay.
When you come into action, like what you said in the other class.
Okay. Every Murli, in fact, teaches us easy method that I am a soul, I have understood. Yes? Did you get the question? That we understand we have to be soul conscious, but we have to learn the method, easy method, to remain in that consciousness. The easiest method to remain in the soul consciousness is to be in the soul consciousness again and again. Because by talking about soul, we do not become soul consciousness. I don't have to keep talking about soul consciousness. I have to be soul conscious. And for that, because if you have to be conscious of, you know, something in front of you, table, something on which I am sitting, this chair, it's very much visible. She's very right. Because we have become body conscious and we observe the things which are physical all the time and we are in the consciousness of those things. And the thing which is not visible is to be remembered inside is not easy. But it's not difficult or it is not impossible. Only thing is you have to be tactful. And what is that tact? Your mother is not visible in front of you now. She is there in the country which you have left, or she has left the body. So in order to be able to remember that mother which is not visible or which has left the body, you always keep mother's photo in the diary or in your mobile or in anything and keep looking at that. And so many years, you don't forget mother, even if she has left the body. So this is what is called to understand that invisible thing won't come in front of your eyes, so that you have to make arrangement to remember that. And this white dress is for that, badge is for that, traffic control is for that, and Murli is for that. Murli reminds us you are a soul. White dress reminds me I am the spiritual child, so I am wearing this white dress so that to remain pure, I am a soul. So keep reminding yourself unless it becomes natural. And no hurry in that. Keep reminding yourself. You forget, you know, there was a brother who was tailor, and he then understood we don't have to be body conscious. Then he was wondering, whole day I am measuring the bodies. And this is my profession, you know, I am taking the size of the arm, size of the waist, whole day I am, you know, taking the measure of the body, how I can be soul conscious. But is it that if you are a tailor, you cannot become soul conscious? So what he did is that he had put on all the mirrors of his shop, everywhere on the human life size level, the star, the soul image. So first he would make his client stand in front of that mirror where star is there and remind himself, this is star and this is the body, and I'm going to make the dress for the body. And through that he progressed. Most of the time he sustained that. So create yourself, make arrangement for yourself. The thing which is making you forget soul, catch that. What's making me forget I am a soul? Because I am a soul, I have to be soul. So make that arrangement, it will be easy. Repetition, revising, revising, revising. Okay? And then is guilt. You see, this is a sickness which we have to leave outside in Iron Age. In Confluence Age, this sickness has no place. Why? Because, you know, Baba, every time he shows us the mirror, you were so good and now you have become what? What titles you remember which Baba gives us in the Murli? You were like a shining star and now you have become? You were deity, now you have become monkey, donkey, buffalo and this, isn't it? And we feel so good. How many of you feel so good when Baba says you were deity but see now you have become so dirty and monkey and donkey? How many of you feel very happy? You feel. Why? Because who is the one who is speaking? My mother is speaking this to me. And my mother is speaking this to me and cleaning me at the same time, touching me. See, in the morning I had sent you so clean. In the morning you were looking like a prince. And see now, you monkey have come and you have increased my task. You see how the child feels. So this process of cleaning is not a trouble for my mother, Shiv Baba, and nothing here is to make me feel guilt. Understand? So I have to remember this relationship. Because if you just take words without becoming conscious of the relationship, then the story of the guilt coming from Iron Age, you know, everyone thinks of making each other guilty. You won't be able to leave that. Just remember, my mother is saying, and my mother knows who am I, what am I, and I have to allow the things to leave me and clean myself very happily. Enjoy it. Okay? So this guilt sickness comes because of one, and the reason is that I think Baba is putting hopes more than my capacity on me. Baba is ocean of knowledge. He is talking to each and everyone individually. So he is not putting high hopes on me. He is putting right hopes on me, which are to make me high. And he is at the same time giving me help to achieve that. So these are not just the preaching of a guru, which, okay, guru will say you do this, do that, and then you go away and do what you can. No. Whole day, he is giving me his company. So if I do not use that, I listen the Murli, and then I whole day I do not use Baba's company to do what Baba is saying, of course I won't be able to do that. Understand? So, Baba knows who am I, what can I do, I can do a lot, so therefore he is talking to me, and take help. Take help. Take support. Be sure about your goodness and you will move ahead. Okay? Okay. That's all? Okay, Om Shanti. So now have very sweet Baba's remembrance. And can you be soul conscious now? Soul is not visible anywhere. So the sisters have put these stars, so that you see them and remember. Lotus is put so that you see and remember, I am a pure soul.